Tell me a little bit about the houses that you used to live in. What?
Well, there were some of them that was pretty, pretty poor structures. The last one we lived in, I guess, was probably by Ed or the Wakefield. The Wakefield place was a good house. And there's a log house that's been boarded up on the side, you know, raised. It was a pretty, pretty comfortable house.
Keep the wind out?
Except for the cracks on the floors.
Right.
And some of them we live in with
no
frame house, you know, and side boards put up and down, you know, running vertical, and then a strip nailed over the cracks, no ceiling. No ceiling overhead or on the wall. Most of them had tin roof on. Some of them, some houses there, they had a shingle roof or a board roof on it. Some of them, but we have lived in these boards, and just, you know, they made in and split them with, out of a block, you know. With the ash, I think, what they call it, they really used to dry the boards.
Right. How many rooms they have in them?
Well, there's one on the Ferguson place, I think there was a the Wakefield place, it was the house on 6 foot 9. It was a family house, you know, that belonged, it was a neighbor's house, and one that the landlord lived in, but he moved out. And started renting it out. And the back of the place, it was a fire room, I think, the one they lived in. And the old station on the road. And it was a pretty fair old house. It didn't have too much cracks on the floor. Now, some of the houses they lived in, you could. We could sweep the floor, sweep the dirt out of the floor, so we got through the cracks. We scrubbed the kitchen floor and some of the other floors about once a week. They had a dust mop and soaked the water, you know, and scrubbed it.
Right.
Scrubbed those floors, and then the ration with the dry water. Let them dry. Water such run through the cracks.
Is it cold in the wintertime?
Yeah, most times it's pretty cold.
You had wood heat?
Yeah, fireplace.
You had to cut your own wood?
Cut our own wood. Landlord furnished the wood. Most of them had wood.
Wanted to clear it off.
Get the wood right out. We got pine wood for cook stove, hardwood to find for the fireplace. This is old. Some softer wood like ours. But some hickory, not much.
How many, when y'all got your bedrooms and all, with so many children and all, where had all y'all sleep?
We just had to kind of double up.
Two three to the room?
Yeah, we'd have two beds in the middle of the room, or that bedroom, and that bedroom, that's it. Two and sometimes three boys sleeping in one bed.
Use quilts to keep warm?
Yeah. Didn't have many blankets, just quilts.
Your mom made quilts?
Yeah, she made a lot of quilts.
What did you do during the winter time when you couldn't farm? Did you get to live in the house?
Yeah, we lived in the house. We had to cut wood. There's all the time always something to do.
Right, you cut wood to make money in the winter time.
When we'd go to school, we never did get to go. Start in the fall when school started. Go on rainy days, you know, when you couldn't pick cotton. And then in the spring, we'd have to start stopping out, you know, getting the ground ready for planting. And missed a lot of days out of school that way. Anybody wouldn't be allowed to have the grave now if they lost as much time as we did. We studied hard enough and all we could pass, and if we didn't, we weren't absent a lot of days.
Right. What did the teachers say to you? Did they mind you being out?
They know what the situation was. A lot of the farmers kids had to stay out like that.
Were you all in the same classroom? Was it a one-room school?
Well, at Petersburg School, they built a... It was a one-room when I started going. They built a partition down the side. They taught up through about the eighth grade all the time. And they built a partition down there. That between made a two-room school out of it, but it was a big auditorium, what it was. The room was, it had a stage up the front. And a lot of the time, when I first started, they had the first three grades sitting on one side. And the rest of them sitting on the other. Some of the higher grades, great big grown boys, you know.
Right, all in the same classroom.
Yeah. And they built two more rooms on the school. And they used one of them for class and then the other one for more or less storage room. They put a firewood in there. With the heaters in school. And, a lot of times, schoolboys go out and cut wood for the heaters.
Just volunteer?
Yeah, we're glad to get a chance to get out.
Get out of school.
Out of school, I'm going to cut wood.